WGBP, WGBP.
The views expressed in the following program do not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
The mic wasn't nearby. It is now. Welcome to the Instrumental Invasion. And how you doing? The Instrumental Invasion is sponsored by Water Lilies Waterside Cafe. For a great meal and a great time, visit Water Lilies on the water at 153 Woodcleft Avenue on the famous Nautical Mile in Freeport. Enjoy fresh seafood and their world-famous chili in a casual and friendly setting. Featuring karaoke Thursday nights and live music Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. And hello to everybody at Water Lilies at this very moment, whoever they may be. We lead off tonight with Joe Sample and a song called Spellbound. Here on AM 1240 WGBB, the Instrumental Invasion is underway. AM 1240 WGBB. Spyro Gyra with What Exit? From Collection in 1991. It's also on the very best of Spyro Gyra, which came out a couple of years ago. Before that, Joe Sample with Spellbound from Spellbound in 1989. We move along and keeping it in the 80s. In fact, the next two songs are from the 80s. Hello. There we go. David Sanborn. 100 Ways, the cover of the James Ingram song. Written by Quincy Jones. Or produced by him, I'm not sure which. Didn't expect you to hear that. AM 1240 WGBB. Turned the mic on a bit too soon there. Oh, hot mic. Larry Carlton with Minute by Minute, a cover of Doobie Brothers song. And that Michael McDonald was there on keyboard. And that is from Larry's album Discovery in 1987. Before that, David Sanborn with 100 Ways from Straight to the Heart in 1985. And hello to Ashley, Jay, Andrew, and Adele, all working down at Water Lilies, our sponsor of the Instrumental Invasion. Here are the Rippingtons with Weekend in Monaco. AM 1240 WGBB, The Rippingtons with Weekend in Monaco, from Weekend in Monaco in 1992. You know, they show Russ Freeman on the back of the cover, on the back of the CD jewel case, and this hairstyle Russ Freeman had, it's very similar to the hairstyle that Jack Scalia had in the late 80s, early 90s. And I bring that up because if you're watching SoapNet, he's on Dallas now. They're up to that season. I don't know why I'm promoting that when this is WGBB. But then again, they were talking about Wendy's on the other show, if you were listening. If you weren't, then I'm telling you what just happened on You Ought to Know, which is the show that precedes the Instrumental Invasion. And I'm killing time, and I've killed enough. We'll be right back with David Benoit and Gerald Albright. Okay, I think I've said enough. Tonight's show is sponsored by Water Lilies. Or, damn it, Waterside Cafe for a great meal and a great time.
Let's start over.
Tonight's show is sponsored by Great Radio. Never hurt anybody. Yet.
And we're back
with David Benoit and Rejoice. Not Rejoice, Rejoice, as in Joyce Keller, who's on Wednesday nights from 11 to midnight here on WGBB. AM 1240 WGBB, Gerald Albright with Groovology from Groovology in 2002. And you know, with his bald head, he looks like, no, just kidding. Before that, David Benoit with Rejoice, as in Joyce DeWitt from Three's Company, from Professional Dreamer in 1999. Next up in our cavalcade of musicians is Norman Brown with Just Between Us. Incidentally, Gerald Albright also had an album called Just Between Us. AM 1240 WGBB. Norman Brown with Just Between Us from Just Between Us in 1992. And you know, I really need to remind you of the website. I haven't reminded you of it since the third show. It's hometown.aol.com/insinvasion. Again, hometown.aol.com/insinvasion. That is the Instrumental Invasion's official website. And don't you forget it. Well, here's Herb Alpert with Fandango, as in, will you do the... AM 1240 WGBB, John Tesh with Spanish Steps from Avalon in 1997. John Tesh, of course, a Garden City native. Well, of course, you know, some of you may not know that. Before that, Herb Alpert with Fandango from Fandango in 1982. We only have one show left, one song left. We have many shows left, as far as I know. And next week, we have our monthly three-of-a-kind showcase, and in that, the Rippingtons. We played earlier and was the focus of that whole He Looks Like This bit. Our last song, as I was saying, is by Chuck Loeb. It's called Back at the Bistro. Next up, Manos Galanos with Hellenic Harmonies. See you next week. Good night.